For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colbluco with today's headlines. The State Highway Patrol says all lanes of traffic have reopened on Interstate 385 in the upstate after a fatal wreck earlier this afternoon near Fountain Inn. Troopers opened the roads around 5:15 this afternoon near mile marker 23. The collision happened between exits 23 and 24 on 385 just south of Greenville and caused the Highway Patrol to close all southbound lanes. Troopers said the collision involved a dump truck and two other vehicles. One person was killed. A busy Lowcountry interstate will likely be shut down longer than expected, and it's already causing delays for drivers in the Charleston area. Victoria Hansen has the latest.
Both state and local officials indicate it could be some time before the Wando Bridge on I-526 reopens. An official word is expected tomorrow at 4:30 from state transportation officials. A snapped cable shut down the westbound lanes Monday, snarling traffic around the Charleston area. The span was designed by the same company as the Florida Pedestrian Bridge, which collapsed in March, according to the company's website. No word on the extent of the damage or the cause. Again, we should know more tomorrow. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
A committee of state lawmakers has returned to the State House to finalize their proposed $8 billion spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year. Members of the House and Senate held a joint committee meeting today, just a few days after the close of the regular session. Lawmakers will return later this month for a special session to give final approval to the proposed state budget. The Carolina Panthers could soon have a new owner. Sources told the Associated Press that hedge fund manager David Tepper has agreed to buy the Panthers from team founder Jerry Richardson for a league record of $2.2 billion. The deal is still subject to a vote from other NFL owners. The price tag is the most ever paid for an NFL franchise, surpassing the $1.4 billion the Pegula family paid to purchase the Buffalo Bills in 2014. Continuing coverage from yesterday, officials now say at least 16 boats have been damaged in a fire at the Portman Marina on Lake Hartwell in the upstate. About 200 firefighters from 24 stations across three counties responded to the blaze. One boater was injured and one firefighter had to be treated for heat exhaustion. Investigators think a generator backfired and set fire to one boat before spreading to others. A former Midlands County Council member is slated to collect more than $1 million following his second termination. The state newspaper of Columbia reports the settlement came after Richland County Council members held a four-hour closed-door meeting to decide how to deal with the fallout from the firing of former county administrator Gerald Seals. Multiple council members told the newspaper that the settlement was agreed upon to protect the county and individual council members from potential lawsuits. And an escaped kangaroo is home after several hours on the loose in the upstate. Media reports the marsupial got loose sometime this morning in Clarks Hill near the Georgia border. The State Department of Natural Resources said there is no law on the books prohibiting someone from owning a kangaroo. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.